I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 10.
Try peanut butter eggs.
Guy just put that thing right. Chuck Schumer is.
Rear shot of River.
Trying to stay upright, he trips.
What is the freaking Texans doing? Put your tongue over a holes 2 and 3. You're like, what? The holes are like the world's smallest thing.
That's pumping.
Hiya!
Rap power!
Fred's hurricane hand, whatever. All right. Hello. Welcome back to our show. It is the Club Hour, and it is live on the air.
Yeah, we are back.
Live
for
on
how
the
long?
Air.
We don't know.
Now, I have tweeted out a photo if you want to go to Souk 1080. I've tweeted out a photo of the view directly underneath my microphone where my feet currently stand when we're doing our little show here.
Yeah, I see that there.
Give people an idea of what exactly we're...
That's what you're working with.
That's what I'm working
Although
with.
Although that wasn't...
No, they're tucked
that's
away.
That's cleaned up.
That's cleaned up. Two of those cords
were down on the floor.
We're literally sitting on the floor, and that's what I stepped on. Because you can see my feet are right up against it.
But you could easily, during the show, just kick. If those cords were in there like they are, like you have it in the photo,
yeah,
you could still kick in there and knock one of them loose.
I couldn't because my feet are too far down. My feet are sitting on the ground, so I would have to... I'd have to do some sort of like rocket sort of high kick in order. Like, I'm not doing like underground karate here during the show because my feet are against the ground. So we're safe from that as long as the cords are not sitting on the ground. Now, the problem is AJ and Dirt and their tiny little feet, they're the ones that probably have their little tootsies.
Yeah, they're more likely to kick it if it's higher.
Yeah, if it's higher.
Yeah.
So,
oh dear.
But either way, maybe we get like I said, a sandwich board and some plexiglass, and we throw it over the exposed wiring. You know,
I do know.
But I do take this one was on me, kind of,
sort of.
I mean, I did technically.
It was inadvertent. You're like Jeffrey Toobin. Yes. You thought the camera was off.
I thought the camera was off. I thought the wires were safe, and apparently they
and
were
not.
And
then McGinley can cite past customs and practices, and you know.
We're all passing the buck, and let's just say that it's Jeff Austin's fault. How about that?
Yeah, let's blame him.
I'm going right to the top. Hey, when the team fails in the postseason, who gets fired?
The coach. The coach.
So I'm saying that this is not a roster construction sort of thing. This is coaching. We're blaming Jeff Austin.
The other thing we did way before, was we jinxed a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Because DeGrom has given up a hit now.
Yes. Now, he hasn't given up any runs.
Only one hit, but...
Realize
he's also driven in 2 RBIs.
Though. Yeah.
So realize right now...
He can hit, huh?
Yeah, he has more RBIs this year than he does earned runs.
That's amazing.
He has given up 4 earned runs all year, and I think he now has 6 RBI.
Can we put this in the notes for next week? Yes, we can. I will. Why Ohtani isn't changing baseball in terms of, like, he's showing that guys can both pitch and hit at the highest level and be fine.
Yeah.
Right? Well, DeGrom can, I mean, I'm not saying DeGrom is Ohtani
hitting wise,
but he can swing a little bit.
Yeah.
Are younger players now going to try to do both? I know that McKay kid, there's a young kid for Tampa that can do both, I guess, Brendan McKay or something. Mm-hmm. But are we now going to see more Ohtanis who do who go both ways like you?
Mm-hmm. All right.
So anyway, that's next week. That's sportsy.
Yeah,
though.
That is
that's
very sportsy.
So. We have to take a break, but when we come back, are you depressed? If so,
not currently, but
try this. Well, we all have our moments,
from time
right?
to time, we all get sad. Yeah.
Well, we do.
Yes.
Very common.
It's not breaking news, dude.
Studyfinds.org has offered up a very simple treatment, and it seems to be working.
Really, there's just a real simple thing to battle depression?
Yes.
Okay.
First of its kind. And we'll get to that next on The Fan.
What's all this about doctored balls?
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Is that a yes or a no?
It doesn't make me happy. I mean, I'm not thrilled about it, but as far as that, I just have to kind of leave it where it is.
Talk about it and get the inside story on your home for definitive answers to probing questions. 1080.
I mean, I kind of felt it was a bit of low-hanging fruit.
The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, I have two stories from studyfinds.org prepared for this segment. Studyfinds.org is a great resource for our show.
Got my mic back on. Absolutely.
Did you kick your mic off?
No, I'm busy being disgusted at the Mets bullpen. So it's...
So DeGrom only threw 80 pitches. They took him out after six. He gave up one hit, struck out 10.
Yeah.
And they took him out.
And then immediately Castro gave up a two-run home run. It is now 3-2.
I mean, instantly. There wasn't even a guy on base and it was a two-run home run.
They will blow.
God, the Mets are...
They will blow this.
Unbelievable.
I guarantee it.
I mean, I get they're being cautious with DeGrom, but Jesus.
Yep. He's given up 4 runs all year, and he has 2 losses.
For some patients battling depression, standard treatments and therapies simply aren't enough. Now, a new study finds a mix of oxygen and nitrous oxide, better known as laughing gas, can help these individuals quickly wave goodbye to their mental health troubles.
Really? So we just get all loopy?
Researchers from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis say small doses of the colorless gas rapidly improve symptoms of depression in a single session.
Now, let me ask you the question, though. Is this long-term, or who's depressed when you're high on laughing gas?
People who suffer from anxiety and depression, two of the most common mental health issues worldwide, generally take antidepressants to ease their symptoms. However, these medications can take weeks to take effect, with up to a third of the cases resulting in no improvement at all. A release from the university said a large percentage of patients don't respond to standard antidepressant therapies. The patients in this study had failed an average of 4.5 antidepressant trials, and it's very important to find therapies to help patients. We saw rapid improvements in many such patients in the study after nitrous oxide, and we think it may help people with really severe resistant depression.
This guy says, I heard heroin cures depression too when you use it. We're going to legalize some whippets. Let's go.
24 patients, clinical trial, 24 patients. They received 3 sessions of laughing gas treatments, 1 month apart. The patients inhaled it for an hour. Wow. But
for an entire hour.
That seems like a lot. Yeah, but I'm only comparing that to like the dentist.
Yeah, know? Like you just give a short.
You remember
little,
that?
You give a short little burst.
Do they still do that?
I think some do. I think it's called that. It's like sedate dentistry or whatever. I don't think most places do, but I do think they offer it. But you got to pay for it. I think it's extra. I just walk into the dentist and they're like, "Sir, you're here for a cleaning. Look, I'm very nervous. I'm gonna need you to turn on that gas and turn it on now."
So they messed with the like oxygen nitrous oxide percentages. You know, they give them different amounts each time, and they said the 25% and 50-50 mixtures improved depression in 17 of the 24 participants. Researchers also discovered that benefits lasted longer after breathing in the more potent nitrous mixture. However, the 25% mixture resulted in fewer negative side effects, such as nausea, vomiting, and headaches. Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
So basically, if you go the 50-50 mixture, you're going to puke your guts out and have headaches and feel terrible, but you will love it.
You won't be depressed anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, there's a trade-off. If you found someone that was in severe depression, I think they'd take a little nausea to go along with that.
Okay, so of the 20 participants who completed the study and the follow-up exams, 55% said the gas had significantly improved their depression symptoms. You asked long-term.
Yeah.
They said when they came back, they were like, yeah, I don't feel it as much anymore. 55%. Huh. Oh, you know, it wasn't all of them, but...
No, but... this kind of goes in line. I don't know if you've seen any of this. I saw it on 60 Minutes, and then ended up kind of... I ended up reading a couple of articles, and then I watched a documentary on Netflix about this. Might have been Hulu. Anyway, someone recommended it, and it was about using mushrooms to treat depression.
Yeah.
And there's some... And this isn't just like some, you know... like
I think Oregon legalized that, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I think it starts like in another month or so where you can you can use it in therapy. But like some of this is like out of Johns Hopkins and, I mean, some of like the most respected universities where they're... saying that, and this isn't like a prolonged use, they call them, I think with the mushrooms, they said they were hero doses. So this wasn't like you took mushrooms and you went to a rave or whatever and you were fine. It's like you go into a room and they load you up on it, like what they said, this hero dose, and like you're there overnight and you got your bucket there in case you get sick or whatever. And they've got people that kind of guide you through and make sure that you're okay. You're doing a room with other people. And there are people that are full-on suicidal and doing this with a lot of, like, PTSD, like, vets and people with, like, head trauma, like, think CTE, ex-athletes, and people that are just battling horrific depression. And this isn't, like, an ongoing thing. They do one of these evenings with this hero doses, and some of the results are amazing, where it's not like the symptoms improve. Some people have been full-on cured. Like they just
that's why they're legalizing it.
Yeah, and there is some really, really interesting kind of research being done now, and this kind of falls along those
it's called psilocybin.
Yeah,
is what it's called.
So this idea that maybe the pharmaceutical companies pumping you full of stuff may not be the best thing for you, but maybe go find a little mushroom. Well, don't go out and randomly find mushrooms. Do it under some supervised care.
Researchers also say that sorry, I lost my place, my computer. I must have kicked my computer cord.
Big feet, gotcha.
That scared me because you said whoa, and then I was like, oh no, don't tell me they're off the air again.
Where was I on that? Damn. Oh, researchers say 40% of the participants saw their depression go into remission, 85% of participants experienced enough improvement for doctors to lower their clinical classification by at least one category. How about that? Laughing gas, laughing gas. Come on.
But I'm guessing this, again, is not an endorsement to go out and, you know, do some whippets at your house and you're going to be magically.
Or is it?
Or, I don't know. Can you really be depressed when you're on whippets? You know, I'm sure you're killing a lot of brain cells, but you probably feel pretty happy.
And the other study, finds.org story, is if you're feeling down, if you're feeling a little blue.
Yeah.
A new study says, trick your brain and you will feel happy. This one from Australia. Can a smile truly make everything better? A new study finds even if you don't feel like smiling, faking one will have positive impacts.
Fake it till you make it.
Researchers say smiling triggers certain facial muscles, which can trick your brain into feeling more positive.
See, ladies, every time some creepy guy comes up to you and is like, hey, honey, you should smile more, which I'm sure isn't at all condescending or wanting to, you know, you want to punch anyone in the face. They're just trying to help you out. Which, by the way, guys, don't do that.
I can say for myself that that's worked for me in the past.
Just fake, smiling? Fake smile?
Well, it's not. I don't do exactly just fake smiling, but I have like a little system if I'm having a rough day mentally where I just like, I tell myself, breathe out stress. And when I breathe it out, you know, I feel like the stress leaving. And then breathe in happy. And when I breathe in, I smile because I'm breathing in happy, quote unquote.
Should breathe in laughing gas.
And after like a minute or two of doing that, it helps a lot. It kind of helps reset you a little bit.
When your muscles say you're happy, you're more likely to see the world around you in a positive way, says a doctor whose name I will not try to pronounce. The discovery provides important information about mental health and what stimulates the brain. This is critical during the coronavirus pandemic, which study authors add is causing disturbing spikes in anxiety and depression caused globally. Or cases, sorry, globally. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that. Kind of cool if you're I do think we have got to get a better grip on depression. If you look at like some of the numbers, and you know, people say it coincides with the way we live our lives or food we eat or Instagram, however you want to slice it, boy, there is a lot going on right now as far as depression, and it's happening younger and younger and younger. And you know, Mike's talked about his. He's battled with it. After my wife passed away, I was not in the best of places. And I hate that so many people just, the solution is let's just shove a bunch of meds down your face. As opposed to whether finding natural treatments or the smile thing. Or for me, exercise was a big one for me. You know, just, you know, finding some sort of kind of
just going to therapy and talking and figuring stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of things that we as humans shove deep down and don't deal with, you will never get to them unless you talk to someone who's a professional who can help you reach that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like the amount of stuff that I had from my past that I just like completely blacked out. And now over the course of the last few years, not to mention the divorce had a lot to do with some of it too, but I've been able to kind of work through a lot of that stuff because I actually am dealing with it instead of just ignoring it.
This texture's right. Retail employees can tell you it's all that's all a lie.
Smile.
Yeah, the fake smiles.
Yeah. Well, my two kids work at Taco Bell right now, and I don't know if this is a product of the corona or whatever, people being locked away, but man, the horror stories that they come home with every night.
Horrors?
Horror story. That they come home.
Oh, horror.
Horror.
Horror. Horror. Oh. Where's that Taco Bell?
Hey, it's unbelievable. I mean, there are, like, they've got customers threat, like death threats, meet you in the parking, like, people on a nightly basis.
At Taco Bell, no way.
Freaking out at Taco Bells. And this is across, you're seeing this, like, with airlines, you're seeing
7-Eleven of fast foods.
Yeah, people are losing their S right now over the weirdest. You know, the weirdest things.
I think people have always been losing their ass, but, you know, it's an age-old thing. But, you know, yeah. I mean, we do need to talk about it. And, you know, you always see the guy, like, the guy or gal who is, like, super over-the-top positive all the time.
Yeah.
And just, like, smiling and happy. And you always wonder, like, is that an act, you know? Yeah. Well, this is saying sometimes it can be, but
it still works.
It's good. That's
sure.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
John Gruden, one of the best things I ever heard John Gruden say is he would come marching into the team meetings and he'd be yelling and screaming and he would tell you that he needs some genuine bleepity bleep enthusiasm. If you don't have it, then you better fake it. And he was that way. He didn't want to hear about anything else. You better be upbeat when you're in that facility. And, you know, there is an element of that contagious, right? Like if you're around someone that's super positive, that's why you got to be careful being around negative people. Like energy vampires,
yeah.
Dude, if you're around a bunch of people that just bitch and moan and complain all day, dude, that will beat you down. And if you're around happy, positive people, yes, occasionally you may want to punch them in the face. But boy, it makes all the difference in the world in your mood if you surround yourself with positive people.
All right. Up next on our show here on The Fan.
We take large amounts of laughing gas.
Ooh, boy, you think that'd be a good show?
I think it'd be an interesting show. I've thought about doing the mushroom thing, like doing one of the overnight things. I'm very much intrigued by that to see what the other side looks like.
How about murder house flipping?
Oh, yes.
You want that story?
Absolutely, and I will 100%
We want more positivity. Let's flip some murder homes.
I want to buy a murder
Smile
home.
Smile while you're doing it, though.
Get that chalk outline. Do we still do that, by the way? The outliner?
I don't know.
Why did we used to do that?
Here's where the body was. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Good question.
I don't even know if that was the thing. That may have just been like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Here's Mike.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello?
Yes.
It's very satisfying to me, and only me, because I'm the only one that ever knows that this is true.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying to me when we finally get to a story that I've had in my notes forever.
For a long time.
Is this
the laughing gas or the murder house?
No, this one. This murder story. I have had this in my notes. Well, the date of this story is January 8th, 2020.
Yikes. That's been long in the tickle trunk.
So it makes me extremely happy to be able to present this story to you, knowing that I kept it. We never got to it, but now we are.
Okay.
So don't text in old story, bro.
Right. We're just a little behind. We're running a little behind.
I do enjoy when someone gets very angry that we're talking about a story and...
Well, who cares when it's from?
Exactly.
If I didn't tell you that, you wouldn't know. Shut up and let us do the heavy lifting. The light lifting.
Or I'll kick us off the air again. I'll do it. Now I know. Here's the thing. I know how to do this now. If we're ever, this is like, in football when you fake an injury
if we're struggling in a segment and Rob's just like, look, I can't go on anymore, you just give me the signal. You know what? We'll just do a little, we'll do a little high yaw underneath and I can knock us off. I'm well aware how to do it now.
The world of extreme makeovers, you know, all these shows here.
I used to love the plastic surgery ones were terrifying, but the home ones.
Yeah, they're great.
With the douchey, super happy guy, those were fantastic.
Well, and Chip and Joanna,
yeah,
their show is good. My wife watches that religiously, and I'm always sucked into that.
The only problem with that is, as someone who I spent...
It's very unrealistic.
I spent 5 years remodeling my house, right? I bought a house, and we're getting close to being done. And I get I didn't put it all, you know, up front, but I love how they're like, our budget's $100,000, and they just the entire thing. I'm like, horse crap. I'm like, I know how much home improvement costs are, and I'll be good in you know what if you redid that entire house like that for $100,000.
Well, and then they always say, like, they'll come in, they'll be like, oh, because they're down in Waco.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, the church raised money for the rest of the repair. Like, they had to because you didn't have enough money for that, all that stuff.
Exactly. They're like, we have a $12,000 budget, and we're giving you the world's nicest kitchen with brand new appliances. I'm like, I redid a very small kitchen, and it was like $30,000.
No question.
That's the part that drives me crazy, is I wish they would just be honest. And if their show's doing it for them for free or reduced cost, then just tell them, okay, our budget isn't $100,000. Our budget's $250,000. You're giving people the wrong idea.
A new show, Murder House Flip, is headed to the new streaming service, Quibi, according to Deadline. Now, I don't know if it's still on there because, like I said, this is a year and a half old.
Yeah.
But it will tackle homes that are infamously known for horrors and crimes that were committed in them and transform them into livable prospects.
Ooh.
The guy who worked on, so this guy's name is Josh Berman.
Yeah,
he did CSI crime scene investigation.
It's got 3 stars on IMDb.
Oh. Is that good? That's probably not good.
Well, it's not.
Quibi shut down, by the way.
Oh, well, I probably should have got to this story sooner.
My guess is it kind of freaked people out, man.
Well, that's a good idea, though.
People have a heart, like...
Don't you think?
It is,
like,
but...
I would have tuned into that.
Although it looks like Roku has... potentially purchase the rights of Quibi's library, so maybe this can come back on Roku. But remember, Quibi had advertisements like every commercial break for 4 months.
Yeah,
and they launched, and nobody subscribed to it, so they stopped.
Look, I'm watching.
That's right.
I'm watching a trailer for it right now, and I got to admit, it's kind of in poor taste. like they're
what a show about murder homes is in poor taste.
Yeah, the first thing is like the title page is it's got like blueprint schematics. And then it says Murder House Flip, and there's a paintbrush and a butcher knife, and then the blood splatter goes over everything. And then as they're showing the trailer for, like, the episodes, they're showing photos of the people with crime scenes of the people that were murdered. Look, that's kind of...
Did they get their permission, you think?
I'm assuming so. At least, like, a family member. That's a little...
So it says, we're excited to partner with Quibi.
The gal's hot, though.
To deliver a spin. Well, of course, you got to have a hot host.
You got to have a hot.
To deliver a spin on a home makeover show in unique short-form content. Murder House Flip combines home renovations with the intriguing elements of a true crime series, bringing healing and solace to families living in the aftermath of tragic events by transforming dark places into healthy spaces.
Look,
now, is that even possible, though?
Probably like,
look,
not.
If you're in your house, you remodeled your house, right?
Yeah.
And let's say somebody gets sliced up, you know, OJ comes rolling by and somebody dies in your bedroom.
Sure.
Would it be helpful if somebody comes along and you're like, hey man, we are gonna completely redo this bedroom for you.
You just gotta leave.
You can't.
You just gotta
It's
go.
Over.
You just gotta go. You punt. Right? You punt and you're out of there. Now I will tell you, I would 100% buy a murder home that no one attached to me. Like, if you had a great place over off of, like, Division, right? And then they're like, I'd be like, hey, why is this place so cheap? Well, Mr. Skanik, I hate to inform you, but there was a triple homicide. I'm like, but this is the price, right? Well, yeah, but, you know, it's possibly... Sign me up. I'm all about that. But if you had something happen to your family, you can't stay there. You got to get out.
And I do feel that the show, from what I've seen, it was pretty. There wasn't a lot of thought put into this.
They tried to dress it up.
It's pretty insensitive.
I like how you're laughing about that.
Well, I just can't believe that they thought that this was gonna be a good thing.
It's kind of an interesting concept.
It's an interesting concept, but just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should.
The idea is the easy part.
The trailers on this are amazing. So they're showing an overview of one of the homes again, and then they kind of blueprint it out, and they're showing where they're gonna plant bushes. Well, guess what? They're also showing where the 5 graves were in the backyard.
Oh, dear.
So they've got the blueprint there, and it's like, here's the coffins shaped, and then the next image is replacing the coffins with bushes.
But are they nice bushes?
Well, I mean...
Dedicated to the deceased?
It's possible. But maybe they could have... This seems a little tone deaf. That being said, I feel like I'm going to go home tonight and try to watch an episode.
Yeah, report back, will you?
See what I can do.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Everybody knew you. Okay, headed toward the weekend. Here's John wrapping it up here. How was your movie last night?
Better than the crap I'm watching right now.
I'm assuming you're talking about the Mariners.
22 in a row retired for the Mariners right now. They have had 22 consecutive batters go down. I mean, that's hard to do. It's unbelievable. I don't know why I watched
it. Is that really unbelievable?
It is. That's hard to do.
It's totally believable.
John, your best prospect in years went 0 for 39, so nothing at this point should shock you.
By the way, that was gutless of them to shy away from 0 for 40 and send him down. Come on, what are you afraid of?
Embrace.
The record's 54. I get if he gets to like 50, I get sending him down so he doesn't challenge the record, because that would be deflating. But 40, 0 for 40, you chickened out. You stared down 0 for 40 and balked and sent him down. That's gutless.
Was that Robin Ventura? 0 for 50, wasn't it, though?
No, it was Chris Davis from Baltimore just a couple years ago.
I thought it was Ventura.
And I bet you Chris Davis was making $29 million when he went 0 for 50, whatever.
Yep, and every time he went back to the dugout, I'm sure he just said, I don't care what happened because I'm getting another check for $30 million tomorrow probably.
I wonder how that works, because I'm sure at some point you're happy because you're getting paid, but I refuse to believe that there are most professional athletes that doesn't affect you. Like, you don't want to feel – you can't feel good about yourself going 0 for 50.
My old O-line coach at WSU used to have a phrase where he, like, when you would suck, you know, he would say, you have to back your way up to the paycheck window this week. And meaning you don't walk up there with pride to collect your check. You have to back up because you suck. And then he would follow that up with, but you're still backing up to the paycheck window. So I guess, I mean, I'm sure it does affect you, but then you go home at night and sleep on top of piles and piles of $100 bills. So it can't be that bad.
All right. Have a great weekend, okay?
I'll try. See you guys. Go Mariners.
Yeah. He is Boy, it's happening, isn't it?
Yep.
He gets more and more
visible.
The
depression is coming.
Yep. We need to get him on Whippet's staff.
Yeah. Get him some laughing gas. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.